This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This just happened at the fourth. Patrick Reed at his second from 286 yards away. Unbelievable! He doesn't even know that he dunked it. Now, yep. A two, Patrick. Boy, talk about a rare one. Fourth albatross in U.S. Open history since they really started keeping records. I mean, there was nothing fluky about this ball.
Absolutely not. Right down the flag. It's over the brow of a hill. That's why he couldn't see it. He could maybe see the top of the flag. Oh, the cheer. The cheer is what's going to tell you, Patrick. Absolutely in the hole.
That is courtesy of NBC. Action already happening from Oakmont at the U.S. Open. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score as we come to you live from Gallagher Way, getting ready for a 1:20 start for Cubs baseball. It begins at 12:30 here on The Score. And we go to our Circa Sports and Casino Hotline. Download the Circa app today. That is where we have Sam Paniadovich. Sam is Sammy P. He is the host of Bet Sweats on the Bet MGM Network. And we wanted to talk a little golf with you, Sam, so thanks for joining us.
Layla, Marshall, good to be here on a Friday. You know, there's nothing quite like watching the best golfers in the world suffer on the links like we all do when we hit the golf course. It's unreal. Sam Burns, of all people, is your current favorite at plus 550. Koepka way down the board, Scheffler way down the board, Bryson DeChambeau way down the board, just as we all expected heading into the U.S. Open, right?
It's crazy, right? Because every year we do this with all of the majors specifically, but the U.S. Open is one of the toughest ones traditionally. What is it that you're seeing in terms of smart plays at this point? Because I know everything is in flux, and it seems like a lot of good golfers and not as great golfers are all grouped together very tightly.
I think it's difficult, Marshall, to be conservative because these guys are obviously the best players in the world, and they can hit it long off the tee. They hit it straight. The iron play is solid, but these greens are almost impossible. I mean, if I was playing, not that I'm a big golfer, I'd shoot like 130 in 4 days, over 4 days probably on average. So it's really, I think it's a testament to the players that can swallow the bogeys and not get aggressive to get triples and quads, if that makes any sense. Like I watched Justin Thomas, who had a pretty approachable shot to go in for birdie. He ends up with a double bogey because he four-putted. And if you take the wrong approach and you get too aggressive, this course will eat you alive. And I'm looking at the cut line right now. So the projected cut at Oakmont is four over. Tell me how Scottie Scheffler is four over. The number one player in the world is struggling at this course in Plum, Pennsylvania. So it's really it's like stacking checks, right? Everybody wants to be rich, but you have to stack checks in order to get rich. You can't get it all at once. And I think you're seeing a lot of really talented golfers try and get these crazy shots and go for these wild angles, and the course is not that forgiving, if that makes any sense.
No, it absolutely does. We've heard a lot about the rough, too, and just how cruel it has been at Oakmont. I am noticing, though, that at least for now, Brooks Koepka is still in the group in the top 10. What do you think is going to happen today, and how do you anticipate what happens on that big moving day on Saturday?
Yeah, I think if you took a snapshot right now of the leaderboard, your top five right now, J.J. Spaun, Sam Burns, Tristan Lawrence, Victor Hovland, and Siwoo Kim, I think by the end of the round tomorrow, none of those guys will be in front. So if you're looking for some live action, my advice would be to key in on a golfer that you like that hasn't really teed off yet today. And there's a handful of them. Ben Griffin tees off in about an hour. He's one under par. Oberg is two over. He tees off at 103 Eastern. He's two over, but he's very built for this course. And then, look, Bryson DeChambeau was 7-1 before the tournament, and he wasn't great yesterday, but today is not yesterday. He's going to tee off in a little bit here, and I think he's a really good bet to finish top 10. You can bet that right now at BetMGM at -105. So you risk 105 to win 100 or $10.50 to win 10. I think he's going to have a much better day today, and it's really about buying the dip. So that's what I would do. If you're looking at your apps right now and figuring what to do, whether you want to take an outright bet on somebody who didn't have a great Thursday and hope that they have a better Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because as we know, it's not a one-day tournament, it's a four-day tournament.
Sam Panionovich, co-host of Bet Sweats and on the BetMGM Network, joining us here on Raheemy and Harris as we are live from Gallagher Way just before the Cubs take on the Pirates. Game two of a four-game set. Cade Horton on the mound going up against Paul Skeens. Let's talk a little NBA because I don't know if you know, but things seem to have shifted quite wildly. And if you bet on the Pacers to win the NBA Finals, you have to be feeling pretty good about yourself. What do you make of the movement of lines, or has there been a movement when we talk about game four compared to the first three games?
The point spread is bigger in game four than it was in game three, but that's because we have people that are kind of doubling down on the Thunder. Everybody that bet the Thunder in game three is like, all right, well, it won't happen again. So they bet them in game four, and that's kind of how this bracket works. But this Pacer team, I think it's very fair to say at this point, they have been extremely mispriced by the sports books. I mean, they were a dog in every game against Cleveland, got through that series. They were a dog a ton against the Knicks. And then in this series, they've been a 10.5-point dog, a 10.5-point dog, and a 6-point dog, and they have a 2-1 series lead. So maybe the odds makers are just wrong. I mean, that's certainly possible, Marshall. I mean, look at all these wins that they've rattled off as decided underdogs. It's one of the most remarkable runs in NBA postseason history. I didn't bet the side today. I'm going down the board. You're going to laugh. I made a bet on Isaiah Hartenstein over 5.5 points. I know. It sounds like I have a degenerate issue, but his minutes have gone down in this finals, and with that, so have the Thunder. They got to 68 wins, guys, in the regular season, and a number one seed in the playoffs, going with Holmgren and Hartenstein. That worked. It worked. He averaged 11.5 points per game. That twin tower combo worked wonders. And then in this series, the head coach of the Thunder decided, you know what? I'm going to adjust to Indiana. I'm going to go smaller and play faster. It hasn't worked. They're playing more Alex Caruso and more Cason Wallace, and I don't understand it. So I'm thinking that this would be a good time to buy the dip on Hartenstein. It doesn't take a lot to get 5.5 points over. You need three dunks, three layups, three floaters, a combination of all maybe. I think that's a crazy drop in his stock. And if we finally see that adjustment happen today, you're going to see him in that 8 to 10 point range. So I'm buying low on Isaiah Hartenstein. I bet you didn't see that one coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No, but I also think that you're right when it comes to the big lineup. I don't know whether they're trying to force something if it's not working. I don't know if this is like some battle of coaching wills that's going on between Degna and Carlisle, but credit to Carlisle, advantage Rick, when it came to taking home court advantage back in that last game. I think that that's a very good point, is how are they going to answer, but they shouldn't necessarily have had to.
Go bigger and play slower. I don't understand, and I've never... I don't want to use hyperbole, but I've never witnessed a team that was such a prohibitive favorite. Oklahoma City was the fifth most expensive favorite of all time in the finals, minus 700. So you had to risk that to win 100, 700 to win 100. And they're the ones adjusting to the other team? That doesn't make sense.
Wait, so Sam, if I want to take the Pacers right now or I want to take the Thunder right now to win the series, what do those numbers look like right now?
So your current series price is OKC minus 200. It opened minus 7. Now it's minus 2. So you had to lay 700 to win 100. Now you lay 2 to win 100. And if you want to take Indiana, you get about plus 180. So 100 wins 180. I do think the Thunder win today, but, boy, I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again. I think if they go big, I think they even this up. But if Carlisle keeps running circles around Dagnall, I'm not surprised by anything if that's the case.
No, I agree. That was a game changer of a series, even though it was an actual game when it came to what we saw in this last matchup. I want to also ask about baseball while we've got you, Sam. Sam hosts Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network. You sent me a screen grab yesterday getting ready for your segment of the odds for National League MVP. I think it's going to make my partner, Marshall Harris, very happy. What you got?
The only player with shorter odds than PCA to win the MVP is Shohei Ohtani. That's it. So if you look at the betting board right now at most sports books across the country, Ohtani on line one, Pete Crow Armstrong on line two, which is exactly what everybody thought going into spring training, right? Oh, yeah, it'll be Ohtani and PCA. I don't remember seeing a Cub this low price-wise, this high on the board. I covered a lot of Cubs teams, as you know, Layla, back in the 2010s. The last time I remember seeing a guy this high on the board is Chris Bryant in the middle 2010s. At this point in the season, like that's where we're at. Now he has to keep this up. I'm not going to make any predictions here. I'm just giving you the odds. But the current market is saying it's Ohtani, then PCA, then Corbin Carroll, then Tatis Jr. But I don't think anybody, aside from maybe a Crow Armstrong relative, I don't think anybody saw this coming.
Yeah, I don't think anybody saw the power coming specifically, and that's really what the difference has been as to why he's getting so much attention. And you just wonder, with that Ohtani-specific competition, how much will Shohei Ohtani not playing in the field affect his support compared to how dominant Pete Crow Armstrong has been as not only a guy playing center field and mastering it, but also on the base pass. I'm really curious. And also, of course, if Shohei ends up pitching and what kind of contributions he makes on the mound, that could be a difference as well.
That's the problem. I mean, whatever PCA does, it's not fair to compare him to Ohtani. And I think you nailed it there, Marshall. Eventually, this kid's going to take the ball and start pitching every fifth day. And if he dominates on the hill like he's dominating at the plate, you essentially have two players in one. It's not... not really a fair fight. And just for context, Ohtani's minus 400 to win the MVP. So that implies, you know, a very likely probability that it does happen, barring injury. But let's say Shohei Ohtani gets hurt next week and he's out for a long time. Pete Crow Armstrong will be favored to win the MVP. Let that sink in.
All right, that's exactly what I thought when you were setting that topic up, was that unless something happens to Ohtani's health, at that point we're talking about PCA being the favorite, and that significance is huge. It's also an indicator that typically it happens, you know, in football all the time. Chicago moves a market.
No doubt. Cub money is everywhere, not only in Vegas, but also a huge market in Illinois. You got Cub fans all over the country. As for the team itself, I think it's nice to take a refresher every once in a while. To win the division, they're a huge favorite right now, implying about a 75% chance that they win the division. To win the pennant, they're 7-1. To win the World Series, they're 14-1. So this is a team that odds makers believe in, that the bettors are certainly forking money on. And it also says a lot that they're at home against arguably the most dominant pitcher in baseball right now, and the Cubs are favored. Horton, a very small favorite today, BetMGM circa. And look, Skeens has been unbelievable. But how about this? Last seven starts for Skeens, he's got an ERA of about one, and he has one win to show for it. That's how porous the offense is in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we're not expecting big things. I want to switch up just a little bit, going over to the American League. Can you place a bet on whether or not Aaron Judge will hit 400?
I saw a number on that the other day. It was like 40-1.
Okay, so, I was wondering how big the odds were.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty wild feat to even think that a power hitter with that size can hit 400. So if you made a $100 bet, you'd win four racks. I don't think his dominance has been discussed enough on the national scene. I mean, it's the middle of June. The guy's hitting .392 with 25 homers and 59 RBIs, and his OPS is 1,200, almost 1,300. If he stays healthy, guys, this is one of the greatest offensive seasons we'll ever see.
Outstanding stuff, and yes, you are exactly right, Sam. That is Sammy P. He is the host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network. He gives us material in advance, and he talks all sports. That's why we love talking to him. Sam, thanks so much for joining us on Rahimi and Harris on The Score.
Enjoy Wrigley, guys. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.